Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Pastor and Mrs. Otero, as you may know, have begun their vacation for to earn a well-earned rest. And we are blessed, however, this morning to have our own Pastor Tomlinson teaching from God's Word this morning. Pastor Tomlinson also will be leading the Bible study at 3:30 this afternoon, searching the Scriptures to find the answer to the question, what is the relationship between Isaiah 11 and the millennial kingdom? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, again, our own brother, Charles Meyer, will be guest speaker, and he will bring the message entitled, Why We Can't Be Good for Goodness Sake. And we're looking to hear that message, looking forward to that at the 5 o'clock service today. The Wednesday evening prayer service, beginning at 7:30 p.m., will feature the reading from the book of Esther, chapters 1 through 3. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and next Sunday, and the insert in your bulletin also. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 13. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
Good morning once again. It's great to see all of you. And as pastor is, of course, testing the waters down in Puerto Vallarta, I can just picture him right now just having a good time right now, just laying on, basking in the sun. But anyhow, I look forward to hearing what the Lord has laid on Pastor Tomlinson's heart. So before we get to that, let's go ahead and open our hearts and prepare our hearts with the worship and song. Amen. 36, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
Mortal is free.
Turn your hymnals to 222, There Is a Fountain. Please stand and turn your hymnals to 230, Saved, Saved.
Please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, this is your house, and these are your words that you have given to us. And I pray for the Spirit of God to be upon this place, to protect us from evil, protect us from the things of this world, and to fill us with the knowledge of the holy, that your name would be praised and your name blessed. I pray for the Spirit of God to guide our hearts and minds into your word and into your presence, to strengthen us to trust in you with no matter what is happening in our lives, that every thought would come through and from your presence and from your word. And we pray for those, Lord, who are out of our presence today. We pray for our own pastor and his wife, Raquel, as they are in Puerto Vallarta, looking for there just to be relaxed and rejuvenated and strengthened again for the work of the ministry. And we pray that you be with Nabucco, who has had to travel to Japan for some family issues, and that, Lord, I pray for you to be in the midst of these loved ones of ours, and help them to be your ministers of your gospel, to testify of you in a mighty and powerful way. And Lord, I pray for those who are having challenges with their health. And we think of our own dear sister, Helen Manning, as she has this weakness in their body, that the chemotherapy would work and would enable her kidneys to again function and to do well, and she would be strengthened. Pray for our brother Don McDowell as they are investigating the condition of his kidney as well, Lord, that you would bless him with strength and healing power. Mary Cassandra's granddaughter is having a baby, and the doctors have said they can't find the kidneys, but Lord, you are mighty and you are the great physician, so we pray for your healing touch there. For Dante Rabinas, touch his body and pray for that embolism to be reduced and to be cleared. We pray for Emma, as that her baby would turn for the safety of the birth. And we pray for Judy Plicka, as she is having some troubles with some of her medication. And bless her with strength and wisdom. Bless the family with your hand of grace and mercy. And Lord, we thank you that you have placed in our midst the missionaries throughout this world. And we do lift up to you Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. And thank you that they were with us recently, and pray that you would continue to bless them and strengthen them. For Eusebio Mnarixa Perez, also in Spain, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, for Mata Peretti in Buenos Aires, for Dante Maruja Rabinas in Iquitos, bless them with the word of God and the testimony of your grace. We look forward to having Jose and Diane Avila with us here on the 2nd as we celebrate our anniversary. Give them the words of the Lord to teach us and to strengthen us in the knowledge of you. Pray for our missionaries here locally. We pray for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, now known as Informed Choices. For the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Roadway Race Ministries, Fred and Carol Lewis in Pasadena. Bless each of these missionaries to bring the power of the gospel and to speak the truth of God into lives, that lives would be changed and transformed by you, and that there would be newness of heart and rejoicing for those that hear and receive the gospel. Pray for your hand of your blessing upon the offering that is about to receive. We rejoice, Lord, that you continue to provide for the needs of this local body, and that you will continue to guide us to do your will and to abound in your presence. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Deuteronomy. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 235. We will be reading Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coasts 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at even remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee, but at the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, and thou shalt turn in the morning and go unto thy tents. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work therein. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray together. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we can look into your word again this morning. You have the words of life. There is no other place we can go to find truth that would truly set us free from the bondage of sin. We thank you for sending Christ our Passover, who was sacrificed for us, who willingly put his life down and took it up again, so that those who believe and follow him may enter into eternal life. We are grateful, Father, for the historical record of the Old Testament that looks ahead to help us understand the fulfillment of that history in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Greg Tomlinson. Bless him as he stands in the pulpit today to give us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD greater understanding of the scriptures so that we may live our lives for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.